Our God is good all the time, and all the time. So, dear friends, today is Christmas Day, the solemnity of the Nativity of the Lord that we long awaited and prepared for, with the 4 weeks of Advent culminating today with this great celebration. The beautiful and mysterious Christmas is here with us. And so today we celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Every child born has a mission on the planet. And as parents, we often wonder what the child will be the moment he or she is born. And as parents, we often plan for them and we wish that they become doctors, engineers, priests, scientists, whatever it is that we desire in our hearts for our children. But I often wonder how many of us will oftentimes sit back to ask, what is God's plan for my child? So instead of projecting our own plans for them, we should always also consider to ask, what does God want my child to be? God's plan for the child born today is death. Death for the salvation of the world. And going by the plans we make for our children, I dare to say, every child is born to live, but Jesus was born for the singular reason to die for our sins. What a lovely love story. In the words of St. John of Damascus, for what greater thing is there than that God should become man? Or as St. Augustine beautifully writes, the Son of God became the Son of Man, so that sons and daughters of men will now become sons and daughters of God. And to do this, Jesus had to take human flesh. Oh, what a great gift of God the Father to every one of us. The story is told of a 9-year-old girl named Nina. Nina fell in love with the nativity story, and so she was asked to act as Angel Gabriel during the nativity play for the year. With great delight, Nina consented. So while the play was well on the way, it came to her time to speak, as did Angel Gabriel. She said, Mary, you are going to have a little boy, and you shall name him Jesus. And she cutely added, but if I were you, I wouldn't get too attached to him, because he will be dead by Easter. Indeed, Jesus was born to die. Today's magnificent passage provides a powerful opening to John's Gospel. It lays out the main themes of John's Gospel: life, light, truth, the world, testimony, and the pre-existence of Jesus Christ. He is the incarnate Logos, or Word, who reveals God the Father to every one of us. Alexander Smith writes, Christmas is the day that holds all time together. The the pre-existence of God, the fall of Adam and Eve, and the redemption of humanity are captured in the Christmas narrative. God's timeless, acting in time for our salvation. Therefore, the Christmas story is tenderness for the past, courage for the present, and hope for the future. Then comes the dramatic statement, the Word became flesh. The Word took on our human nature in all its fullness. He did not have, as some people believed, just the external appearance of a human, but was like us in all things but sin. And he lived right among us. The Greek term literally means he pitched his tent or tabernacle among us. And so today, dear friends, let us look at this wonderful passage from a new point of view and say to ourselves, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was love. That love is creative, beating heart of the universe. It is a love that brings light to everyone. If I allow it to shine on me, I begin to see everyone from the divine point of view. I see that the potential of each person is to become nothing less than a daughter or son of God. According to Ruth Carter, Christmas is most truly Christmas when we celebrate it by giving the light of love to those who need it the most. By so doing, we are replicating the light of love that God has given to us through Christ. For so many people, this will be their first Christmas without some people they so much loved. Yet for others, the season reminds them of a loved one who passed on some years back. We have to show these people that we love them and care about them at these challenging times. And this is also the time for families to rekindle that family bond. Let us get together. Let us stay together, looking after one another. Make that call to a parent, to a son or daughter or friend that you have not spoken to in a very long while. Plan to visit a loved family member that you have not seen in a long while. Bridge the gap, forgive yourselves, and be that loving family once again. The devil is working so hard to tear our families apart. The destruction of society begins from the family. And so let us watch out for one another. Let us not give room for resentment. Let us love. Christmas is all about love. Christmas is also a time of giving. God first gave us his Son. Christmas is about Christ. The center of all that we do this holy season should go all the way back to the manger and the birth of the baby boy. There will be no gift that can ever give or receive that will exceed what God gave to all of us. As much fun as it is to open presents, there is nothing more joyous than to be a blessing to someone else at Christmas. There is something about giving, no matter what time of the year, that brings inner joy. And Christmas provides that special opportunity to be a blessing to someone else through our giving. By giving to others, we model what God did for each and every one of us that very first Christmas in Bethlehem. In today's readings, the prophet proclaims how beautiful upon the mountains at the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, "Your God is King." And this passage is most fitting to the life and ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus is indeed the good news par excellence. He is the love. He is mercy, justice, compassion, forgiveness of God incarnate. He is Emmanuel, God with us. But for you and I, today, celebrating the feast of Christmas, how beautiful and how Christ-like is our hearts. Does love, mercy, compassion, justice, and forgiveness, all of this, do they find a home in our hearts and find expression in our lives? If we don't do any of this today, dear friends, the Christmas becomes, for us, very meaningless. The Feast of Christmas is a wonderful opportunity to reflect on how God still continues to bend law in love for every one of us, and how God continues to fight injustices in our society through every one of us, and how God continues to stand with the marginalized of our community, and how God extends compassion to the brokenhearted and forgive those who trespass against us. And Christmas is about, again, loving people. It is about giving hope to the hopeless. And Christmas is about bandaging the wounds of the wounded and setting the captives free with the love of God. And so, dear friends, today, may the peace of the Lord announced by the angels be with all of us as we celebrate this gift of God the Father to every one of us. Merry Christmas.